Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're diving into some really quite insightful source material. It's a case study looking at Fedegari and how they redesigned their TH5 human-machine interface, you know, the HMI.
That's right.
And our mission, really, for this deep dive is to unpack the context, the market, the regulations, that whole environment that shaped this HMI project.
And specifically what it tells us about Fedegari's approach, their vision, perhaps.
Exactly. We want to understand why, especially in a field like pharma, which is so tightly regulated, why going sort of above and beyond the basic requirements isn't just innovative, but maybe even, you know, fundamentally responsible.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. The source material definitely paints a clear picture of the challenges and opportunities in that space.
Okay, so let's unpack that market context first. The sources, they really highlight this clear trend in industrial automation. These systems, they're just getting way more complex.
Oh, absolutely. Complexity is climbing.
Which means usability and accessibility for the operators using these things day in, day out. That becomes absolutely critical.
Critical, so, exactly. Hmm. I mean, historically, industrial HMIs were often pretty basic.
Right.
Just functional. Get the job done.
Right. Switches and readouts.
Pretty much. But the market now, it's really demanding more user-centered design.
Hmm.
And there are good reasons the sources point this out clearly. A better interface boosts efficiency.
Makes sense.
It cuts down on operator errors, which is huge in pharma, and it improves overall safety. So usability, accessibility, they're not just nice to haves anymore.
They're competitive factors now.
Definitely key competitive drivers.
Hmm.
Companies get that operator performance is tied directly to the quality of their tools.
Yeah.
And the interface is the tool in many ways.
Okay, so that's the market pressure. Now let's layer in the regulatory side, because this is where I think the Fedegari story gets particularly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The source material tells us they adopted industry-specific guidelines, stuff like ISO 101.
Right. And ISO 101, that's the established standard for HMI design in process automation. It's all about enhancing operator performance, clarity, safety.
So doing ISO 101 is expected.
It's the baseline, really, especially in pharma. You need that precision, that safety focus. It's standard necessary practice.
And this seems to be the crux of it. The source points out they took this extra pretty significant step. They consciously chose to incorporate WCAG.
WCAG, yeah. The Web Content Accessibility Guidelines.
Yes.
And this is the key detail. Like you said, the source is explicit. WCAG is not mandatory for industrial HMIs. It just isn't.
It's for websites primarily.
Exactly. Developed to make sure people with disabilities can access web content. So applying those principles to, you know, the control panel of a piece of industrial machinery, well, it's not the typical approach. It stands out.
So help us understand that. Why is taking guidelines meant for web pages and applying them to an industrial control screen? Why is that so notable in this market? What's the significance of making that voluntary jump?
Well, it really signals a forward-looking vision. It goes beyond just ticking the required regulatory boxes.
Okay.
By bringing in WCAG, Fedegari wasn't just aiming for user-friendly in the general sense. They were actively striving for an interface that's equitable, one that's genuinely accessible to a much wider range of users.
You mean like operators with different abilities?
Precisely. Including operators who might have varying physical abilities, maybe cognitive differences, vision impairments, things that could make interacting with a traditional, maybe cluttered or poorly contrasted HMI quite challenging.
And the sources hint this wasn't just about today, but also looking ahead. They mention things like an upcoming accessibility law in 2025.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
It suggests they're anticipating future regulations. But it's more than just compliance, I think. It shows this strong commitment to, well, social responsibility. A deeper understanding that the user isn't just one type of person. They aim to simplify the experience. Yes. Reduce errors. Yes. Specifically by accommodating these diverse operator capabilities.
Well,
think about practical things WCAG influences. Better color contrast, maybe larger touch targets on screen, clearer ways information is structured.
Stuff that helps everyone, really, but might be essential for some users.
That's it, exactly. It benefits everyone, but it's crucial for ensuring accessibility.
So that combination? Rigorously applying the industry standard, ISA 101, while proactively embracing WCAG, even though it wasn't required.
Yeah.
That sets a really powerful example, doesn't it?
It really does. It highlights this dedication to inclusivity, accessibility, efficiency, safety, all baked into their design thinking.
Yeah.
What's really striking, I think, is how Fedegari shows that anticipating where regulations might go and voluntarily choosing to prioritize accessibility.
Mm.
How that can actually drive innovation and responsibility,
mm.
even in the sector often seen as, you know, traditional or slow to change.
It's fascinating. And if we zoom out, connect this to the bigger picture, it really raises an interesting question for you listening
yeah.
in. Where else? Where else might adopting standards that aren't mandatory, especially ones focused on inclusivity or user well-being, where else might that unlock surprising advancements, even in industries that seem pretty set in their ways?
Makes you wonder about the potential in other fields, definitely.
Something to think about until our next deep dive.